A man from Old Trough was killed in a motorcycle accident early Wednesday morning in Independence County. The Arkansas State Police report that 49-year-old Dennis Tarpley was killed when he ran off Meadow Lake Road and flipped the motorcycle. The accident happened around 4 o'clock Wednesday morning. An inmate at South Central Correction Facility in Licking has died. 60-year-old Roberta Ayala was pronounced dead at 8:30 Friday night at Cox South Medical Center. Ayala was imprisoned for involuntary manslaughter and serving a 9-year sentence. An autopsy will be done. Authorities in Ozark County are searching for the driver of a pickup that was swept off the Warren Bridge on County Road 328. Just after midnight on Tuesday, Ozark County Emergency Services received a call from a woman saying that her boyfriend's pickup had been swept off the bridge. Around 7:30 Tuesday morning, his pickup was found around 100 feet downstream, but rescuers could not reach the truck until that afternoon. The driver was not inside. Several area fire departments, along with the Missouri State Highway Patrol and the Ozark County Sheriff's Office, all responded. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a woman from Caulfield on drug charges. Friday, the Sheriff's Office received a report of a reckless driver on County Road 246. 57-year-old Lorraine Tackett was arrested and charged with DWI, possession of meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A bag of meth was found on Tackett when she was being booked into jail, so she now faces an additional charge of delivery of a controlled substance into a county jail. Tackett posted $3,500 bond and was released. A man was arrested in Ozark County earlier this month on an active felony warrant. Nicholas Jackson was arrested on a warrant for domestic violence, and while he was being arrested, he resisted and fought police. He was taken into custody on his warrant for domestic assault, harassment first degree, and kidnapping third degree, as well as receiving new charges for resisting arrest. A woman from Franklin, Arkansas was arrested last night in Baxter County. 23-year-old Paige Erin Dykes was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, Schedule 1 or 2, meth or cocaine, two counts of misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and public intoxication. She was taken to Baxter County Jail, bond set at $2,500. Access to reduced-price medication is a necessity for many rural Missourians with low income. Republican State Senate Leader Cindy O'Loughlin says Big Pharma is trying to confuse legislatures with unrelated hot-button topics such as abortion access and illegal immigration in a last-ditch effort to stop the state from joining a program that would force drug makers to sell medicines at a discount.
Appealing to nuclear topics, which really do not apply in this situation, is a disingenuous way to try to defeat a bill that is actually good for Missouri.
O'Loughlin says the program's transparent and uses the tax money saved to help low-income families deal with chronic conditions such as diabetes. Each May since 1988, National Foster Care Month has raised awareness for millions of Americans across the country. Today, National Foster Care Month continues to broaden awareness, uniting individuals and organizations through strong support and recruitment programs nationwide. This month, the call will focus on ways you can get involved, whether it's as a foster or adoptive parent, or by utilizing your gifts and talents to benefit families and children. Learn more about this at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.